Over the last 2 months, I have been talking a lot about Google on the podcast. I've spent the majority of my time talking about Google's potential monopoly issues and a little bit about their position in the cloud space. But longtime listeners will know that there is a Google issue that I have taken umbrage with and I have mentioned several times over the last 30 episodes. And thanks to a conversation last Sunday with my friend, shout out to Gorka, I'm making this episode the definitive episode on Google's messaging platforms. Their changes have driven me absolutely insane, and in light of the recent monopoly conversations, it has made me view the messaging situation in a new context. So this week we are talking about Google Hangouts, and Google Allo, and Google Duo, and Google Messenger. You get the idea. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode 89. I was recently told that the acquisition segment of Sourcecast was getting a little boring, even after my passionate rant last week about why it is key to keep informed about acquisitions. But it was a slow couple of weeks, so I will skip this week. However, I'm going to dedicate an episode soon about the amount of Israeli companies that have been acquired recently and why that is such a hotbed for M&A. So on to our main story. I don't want to punish my long-term listeners on this particular topic. So bear with me, I'm going to give everyone a little bit of background as to what was happening. Soon after Google introduced Gmail, they added a simple chat applet to the Gmail window called GChat. Similar to AOL Instant Messenger or AIM, GChat had a very high adoption rate because a lot of people use Gmail as their primary personal email. At the time, the nice thing about GChat was you didn't have to sign up for something extra or install any additional software. It was right there in the web browser, and if you had a Gmail account, you had a GChat account. Eventually, GChat evolved into Google Hangouts. A lot of people were upset about that change. A lot of people were upset about this move, just like I'm upset about what Google's doing to Hangouts. But there's a difference, and that's the topic of today's podcast. When Google Hangouts was introduced, Google also had another property called Grand Central, which was a voicemail service that turned voicemail to text. And you could also do texting from your computer. Once Google got their head around Grand Central, they started to incorporate some of those features into Google Hangouts. So you had an application that worked on your desktop, your phone, and your tablet that allows you to chat with your friends and coworkers. It also eventually introduced functionality that you can text to people with cell phones, so SMS texting, within the application. You can make phone calls directly from the application, so you can use it while you were traveling. You didn't need to have a phone. Or if you were international and you didn't have reception, it worked. And then later, they introduced video chat into the application. So you had one application that does voice, texting, messaging, and standard web chat. This application ran on your desktop, it ran on your phone, and it ran on your tablet. And it also would sync between all of those devices. For my own personal use, when I get home and walk in the door, the first thing I do is typically put my cell phone on the dining room table. As I get settled in, go downstairs, check my personal email, do whatever I have to do on my personal computer. If someone's trying to get a hold of me, the phone call will route to the computer, or I can engage in texting right from the computer, which is great because I like to use the keyboard instead of using my butcher hands on a small phone. I love this application. I got all my friends to use it, which wasn't hard because everybody had a Gmail address. And then in 2016, Google announced that they were developing two new communication applications for personal use. One was called Allo, and that was for chat and messaging. The other was called Duo, for video. Allo and Duo are beautiful applications. They work well, they're polished, they're not very glitchy. The caveat is, those applications work very similar to WhatsApp, in the sense that if you want to instant message with your friends, it's tied to your cell phone, it's tied to your SIM card, it's tied to your phone number, it's not tied to your Gmail account. So when the product was announced in 2016, it didn't work with a desktop. It didn't have a desktop port. They've recently, very recently, introduced the desktop application. And then the same thing with Duo. The two applications were announced on the same day, but initially Duo was also tied to your phone number, which means you couldn't use the application on a desktop. Google again has recently, very recently, introduced some kind of integration between Allo and Duo, but that was a year after the applications were introduced. In addition to Allo and Duo, Google is also pushing their own Android Messenger application to do text messaging. So, on just your phone, if you were to follow Google strategy, you would need the Allo messaging app for chatting. You would need Duo for video, and then the Android Messenger app to do text messaging with people who don't have Allo. Whereas before, you had one application called Hangouts that did all three. And with those three applications, they also introduced another problem. Google Allo and Google Duo do not work with your tablet. So that seamless integration between phone, tablet, desktop, completely broken. And if you're saying to yourself, well, why don't you just stay with Google Hangouts? Google is keeping Hangouts alive, but during the last year, they have been removing functionality like the Google Voice / Grand Central integration. They removed the public API for Google Hangouts so developers can't expand and increase functionality of the tool. And they are turning that Hangouts application into a core piece of their enterprise business usage. And that would be fine, but they also seem to be segmenting and splitting out the Hangouts app into a business chat and a business video application, which makes it really interesting if you are an individual that has a company that uses G Suite as their primary messaging and email service. In that scenario, if you were a Google fanboy or fangirl, you could potentially have 5 different messaging applications on your personal phone. You would have Hangouts Chat, Hangouts Video, Allo, Duo, and Android Messenger for text messages. That is insane. And for the last 6 months, I have been trying to understand the business rationale for doing this. You took one beautiful application, split it into 5. They are fragmenting their user base. So let's drill down on that particular issue for a second. Let's take Google Allo. Within the first week or so, Allo had like 4 million downloads. And then it took months for them to get to 8 million, for them to double that number. According to an article from Phone Arena, Google Allo isn't even in the top 200 applications in the Play Store anymore. So end users clearly haven't taken to the application, which leads me to the conversation about monopoly. Since episodes 84 and 85 of Sourcecast, I have been focusing on Google's potential legal issues with the US government and the European Union regarding their potential monopoly status. In the EU's case, there was a very specific example or issue that the EU used to nail Google as a monopoly. Go back and listen to episodes 84 and 85 for details. I defended Google, and I maintained my position on that. But there's been a lot of information about Google. There's been a lot of people talking about their innate ability to prevent competition from rising and growing. Based on the current terms of monopoly in the United States, I don't believe that Google is a monopoly. But I do think there needs to be a broader conversation about how small businesses in the tech industry can grow and thrive under the footprint of these larger corporations that have the money to make it difficult for them to succeed. Here is the but. And this chat situation is the perfect example as to why I don't think Google is a monopoly. My issue with the European Union and some of the other charges of monopoly is that they assume customers are idiots. They assume that the customer is stupid, and they assume that the customer is incapable of making an educated decision. So I have spent the last few minutes painting a picture where Google is throwing resources at these chat applications. They're spending good money to develop application after application. And the reason they are throwing money and resources at it is because customers are leaving the Google platforms in favor of Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and a series of other chat applications. I'm not a huge Facebook guy, so when I noticed that Google Hangouts was getting less features or having features taken away from it, I had to research a new chat platform that I would move to. And I ultimately decided to go with Slack. But I follow Slack because I like that they're standing up against Microsoft, that they're growing. I like their advertising strategy with the podcasts. They're a small company that responds quickly to changes and customer requests. So this tool is constantly evolving. You can make calls in it. You can do video. You can do chats. You can have private chats. You can have open channels. You can have private channels with multiple people participating. It's a platform that has evolved and thrives in a world where Facebook and Google exist. And the reason why it thrives is because customers have a choice. They evaluated the other offerings of the Googles and the Facebooks or whatever. You have all of these companies investing millions of dollars into these tools, and customers have the opportunity to pick what they like best. And in the case of Allo, they are sending a clear message to Google that they're not happy with what they did to Hangouts. They have forced even further segmentation, and that is less customer information that they have to mine and sell back to advertisers. I've been following this story for over a year because I truly want to understand the logic of why they have split one excellent messaging application into 5. And a year into it, I still don't understand why they did it, because no one's using Allo. Doesn't matter how good the application is. They aren't attracting customers to the new application. And I'm really hoping that Google gets the message. I hope that they consolidate all of these various services and sub-applications into Allo, and the information syncs all across all of the platforms. Considering the technology that's available, and considering that Google already had this, I don't know why Allo doesn't do it already. I'm curious to know what my listeners use for messaging products, so feel free to drop me a note at Joey Lombardi on Twitter, and let me know what you use. Is it WhatsApp? Facebook? Do you still use Hangouts? Are you one of the few that's on Allo? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.